Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When do you all think I should be releasing these episodes? I don't really know if there's like a really cool day that everybody loves to listen to a new podcast on. Like for me, I feel like I want to listen to it while I'm commuting to work or something, you know? So it's giving weekday. I don't know. Should Tuesday be my release date? I don't know. It's also very difficult for me to decide how frequently I want to do this podcast because wrangling these hoes to talk to them is very difficult. And sometimes people just have terrible internet. So it's a little, you know, like, like, what did you eat for breakfast? Eggs, you know, weird like that. So let me know. Tell me everything. Yes, the stage right side is back. And I am indeed James Whiteside. I've started back to work at ABT after the, you know, holiday saison, and we are starting learning Christopher Wheeldon's Winter's Tale, which is based on the Shakespeare play. I have not read the play. I'm hoping that it's a play, and I am not incorrect in thinking that. I have not read many Shakespeare plays. I've read Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet, and one other one, maybe Macbeth. And, you know, they don't speak to me in a way that English class in high school would have you believe. My father is an English teacher, a high school English teacher, so you would think that I would just be like, oh my God, I'm gagging for Shakespeare. Lies. Liza Minnelli, it's not true. I like science fiction, and I like fantasy. So where are those plays? Where are the sci-fi plays? Well, actually, that's a lie. They exist. They're called space operas, and they are epic, glorious, fun reads, and I recommend. I'm currently reading, you know, we'll get to this segment at the end, but I'm reading the fifth book of the Stormlight Archives called Wind and Truth, and it's a behemoth of a book. It's like longer than the Bible or something. But I really love this series, The Stormlight Archives by Brandon Sanderson. If you're a fantasy girly like moi, get into it. It's fabulous. We'll get to books and TV and all that stuff at the end. I started back to work. I'm learning the role of Polixenes in A Winter's Tale. I play this sort of like charismatic bro, like dude. I'm just like, ugh, another straight person. I'm like, how many more straight people can I play in my ballet career? It's wild. So I come out and I'm like walking around heel toe and like being bro-y. And my bestie, Leontes, he's the king. He's another king. I too am a king of the bohemian people, what have you. And he gets really like so in his feelings because he thinks Hermione, his wife, is like he thinks we're having an affair, and this is not indeed the case, but he sort of like spirals, and you know, we've all been there. We're like, you know, he won't text me back. Oh my God, he loves Chelsea and not me, not Chelsea, etc. So I do this whole, you know, dance, and we have this sort of like thruppily adjacent looking moment, but it's not true. It's just all in his head. And it's been kind of fun working on all of that and trying to, you know, develop my character and get used to the choreography. I have not really danced much of Christopher Wheeldon's stuff. I've seen quite a bit of it. And the only thing I've danced of his is After the Rain, which we'll get to as well. I have more to discuss in regards to Después del Llueve. How did I do? Was that correct? I'm going to do a proper accent. Después del Nueve. Is that right? Or no, lluvia? Nieva? Nieve? Is that snow? I don't know what I'm talking about. Cool story. So I'm just working on that right now. My Hermione for the moment is Cassandra Trenary, and my King Leontes is Armand Cornejo. And you never know what is going to happen for the shows. Like, we could be rehearsing together, and like a week before the show, Chris will be like, actually, no, you're going to do it with Jennifer Coolidge and Jack Nicholson. You know, like, the theater, it's live theater. It's a Fritz Bernays, you know? So stay tuned. Also, I'm putting back together Crime and Punishment, which I danced Helen Pickett's Crime and Punishment this past fall season. We're taking it to the Kennedy Center. So if you're around in D.C., come see me be a spooky kabuki, you know, bad guy, basically. My character's name is Svidrigailov, and he's fully obsessed with this lady named Dunya. Yes, I'm playing another straight person. And things do not go well for him. So I'll leave it at that. But check the Kennedy Center or the ABT websites. Get tickets. Please come see me dance. And then say hello to me at the stage door if you're feeling so inclined. I like to say hello to people who like ballet as much as I do. I want to talk about questions for this podcast. So this is my first episode maybe I've ever done by myself, question mark. I don't know. I get so sick of organizing other people, and I really genuinely enjoy doing this podcast. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna talk and see what happens. And I just had some coffee, so I'm feeling like I might be amusing. You never know. Coffee equals a personality for me. My whole personality is coffee. Some people do cocaine. I just like coffee. So that being said, I want to hear from y'all out there, the people who join me on the stage right side. Like, what do you want to know about my career, my life, about anything, about people I work with? You know, we could really get into the tea. But I need you to go on my Instagram or something and send me a DM with, like, a question you want to know. Or maybe I'll put, like, on my story or something. Or you can comment on the YouTube page. Find a way to question me. Or, oh, on Spotify, you can submit comments right on the thingy. So submit questions, share this podcast with your friends, tell people that I am moderately amusing because I actually enjoy doing this. I'm like pretty burnt out on Instagram and all of that stuff. So I just don't really want to do it anymore. Like, and I used to get paid really good money to do sponsorships and things. And this is probably tacky to talk about, but it's the tea. It's the literal tea. It is not fun unless I'm getting paid. I loved getting paid to be like, look, I'm wearing La Mer lotion. You know, like, yes, thank you. I will collect. And also, I enjoyed wearing La Mer lotion. It was organic and correct, and now I just don't get the opportunities like I used to. Talk about a saturated market, and nobody's calling up a 40-year-old ballet dancer to like hawk the newest, you know, fashion. You never know. Maybe I will open the manifestation doors to receive of the coin. Yeah. So Instagram, I'm like, I'm pretty bored with it. I have to be completely honest. I haven't been posting much. I also like don't feel like being like, you've seen me dance. You know how I dance. How many more things can I post of myself? It's like the cringe factor is so extreme. I'm not ungrateful. I am acknowledging the passage of time. And I don't want to put as much into it as I used to. And that is just where I'm at. And to be completely honest, like, it's exhausting to feel like you have to do it, and it creates anxiety, and I'm just really kind of over it. Who knows? Maybe I'll get back into it and come up with all sorts of fun and interesting things to do, like it's the middle of the pandemic. Probably not going to happen. Not really. But please do submit questions via Instagram, which I'm barely on, and I would love to hear what you want to know. Okay. I also want to talk about another podcast that I started listening to recently called The Broski Report by Brittany Broski. She is a Gen Z, very charismatic, strange in the best way podcaster. Brittany Broski, The Broski Report. She recently talked about her
new obsession with ballet. And I thought her sort of layman's ideas of what ballet is and like classical ballet as a whole were really spot on. So if you go onto her podcast, it's like right in the title. It says like the Royal Broski Ballet or something. And I was kind of gooped and gagged. She ate with that, indeed. So do listen if you want to hear a Gen Z non-ballet dancer talk about what they think of ballet. Very amusing. I also want to talk about the IB stage gala that I danced in last week. I danced Christopher Wheeldon's After the Rain Pas de Deux with Isabella Boylston, aka Cindy. And we've been doing this ballet for like 10 years, maybe. We did it for the first time for a Roberto Bolle and Friends gig in Italy. And we were just like, we were children. I feel like we weren't good at it. We were kids and we just didn't have the gravitas of olds yet. And I feel like this dance is sort of about the passage of time and nature and like things growing and dying and growing and dying over and over ad infinitum. And we were like, okay, we're doing it in New York. We have to be good. You know, like, it's not that I don't want to be good when we're not in New York or like I don't try as hard, but there is a weight that comes with performing in New York City. You have the grumpy, judgy magoos in the audience who are like sniffling and coughing and shushing and just being insane, but who actually know what they're looking at because they see it the most. So Bella and I were talking, we were like, we should actually get coaching this time. And so we reached out to Wendy Whalen, co-artistic director of New York City Ballet, former legendary ballerina of City Ballet. She is so iconic. If you don't know who she is, if there's one thing you take away from this week, it's you're just going to go on YouTube, have you heard of it, and you're going to look up Wendy Whalen. Good God. She really knew what she was doing. So we had a rehearsal with her. It was our first time getting sort of like really acquainted with what it was all about because we haven't really gotten much coaching on this work that is very peaceful. It's to the music of Arvo Part. It's that piece called Spiegel im Spiegel. Oh. Spiegel im Spiegel. Yeah. I'm sorry for that, what I just did. but it was so great hearing her perspective and just the sort of stripped back quality of the dance. You just sort of have to not perform it or not emote, and you can't really tell a story other than like who you are and what you're going through. I loved what she had to say about it, and it really changed the way we approached it. And I hope that read in our performances. We did two shows at City Center for Ballet de Catalunya did this gala program, and there were a couple of other ABT dancers who absolutely slayed the dancing as well. There was Takumi and Elizabeth from ABT. They just really know what they're doing. They can really do the things. I watch them, and I think to myself, yes, you should do that, and I should do this. they were great. And galas, I hate galas. I hate them. I am happy to watch other dancers, and I find it very interesting to be exposed to different styles and blah, blah, blah. But galas on the whole, they don't hit for me artistically. I'm not getting it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I watch and I'm like, okay, now what? I don't know. It's giving like Netflix on shuffle for like 2 hours. And I'm like, what are we doing here? What's happening? What are we saying? But that being said, I'm glad that ballet draws a big enough audience to have galas. It was really well sold, seemingly, from what I could tell on stage. I don't know what to say. Galas, meh. I also want to talk about, like, I feel like I haven't really updated people on Kneegate in a long time, and just my body in general. I had a very aggressive knee injury in 2021 during the Nutcracker. I ruptured my patellar tendon on my left knee while endeavoring to do a very high double ensemble to the left. in the Nutcracker in California, and they had to sew my tendon back onto my kneecap. And since then, I've been really, like, desperately, like, fighting so much to get to some semblance of power in my body. And I feel good, and I can do everything. Like, I still do all of my repertoire. Like, I do Swan Lake. I do Giselle. I do Romeo and Juliet. I do everything. But it's just, like, it's different now. My body is different now. Not only am I older, but I have a bionic knee. And I know I'm not the first person to get a knee surgery and keep dancing. I know I'm not. But every day, it's different. It feels different. Like, it's just a roller coaster every single day. I'm not just trying to be a good dancer. I'm trying to, like, keep my body afloat. So it's really different now for me than when I was, you know, in my early 30s and 20s, obviously. I don't know. So today I was just like, I was in ballet class and I'm like, damn, my knee feels like shit. I feel like a literal dumpster fire. I look like a dumpster fire. And I'm like, what's happening here? What am I doing? But then I'll do performances and I'll be like, oh, I ate, you know, like I ate, people clapped, people tell me I'm good. So I hope they're not lying. So it's this whole performance roller coaster of feeling like you physically can't do it or you are unable because of an injury. And then the performances come around and you're just miraculously able to do the performances. It's very confusing. And then I'm like, I'm never going to retire. And then days like today where I'm like, oof, better hang it up. You know, it's confusing. And that's what I've been going through. I wonder if any of you out there are going through anything similar. Tell me in the comments.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of horrors, absolute horrors, I want to discuss the state of horror films today. I'm really impressed. Look at God. I saw Smile 2 last week, and it was so much freaking fun. I don't know if y'all like horror. I don't know what the gag is, but Smile 2 really slayed. It was not what I was expecting it to be. I have not seen Smile 1. But a friend of mine at work was like, Smile 2, 8. So also, can I say 8? Is it really cringe for a millennial to adopt a Gen Z term? I really like 8. It's very applicable to many scenarios. So I'm going to use 8. When I was in Mexico City with my friends, we kept saying things that they really ochoed. Mess. See Smile 2, it's so fun. I love the use of movement and choreography in it. It is such a relatable story by way of performers and performance anxiety and stress and having everything in your life be about this one thing. It is just fabulous. If you like horror films, watch it. If you don't, I don't know, go watch Downton Abbey. Okay, can I talk about books again? I love books. Books. I love reading. Reading is fundamental. Stormlight Archives is really turning me out. Like, I keep forgetting who the characters are because there are so many in fantasy. Fantasy really is like, okay, you're about to read the Bible, like, but you have to remember everything. Whereas the Bible is like, meh, you know, like you don't really have to know. Like, the next chapter is going to be like about someone completely different. But with these fantasy books, they really want you to remember, you know, like Jenny from 35 chapters ago. Like, who is Jenny? Who is she? And what is she doing? So what I found very helpful with the fantasy and sci-fi and stuff, these like epics where you just have a bajillion characters, is to look up recaps on YouTube. Like, you know, it's giving like what happened in Severance season one. It's giving very that, but for books. I also, not related to books, made a letterboxed account. And I'm like, why have I not been doing this? What is wrong with me? So Letterboxd is like Goodreads for movies. And Goodreads is a platform where you can sort of like group all your things that you want to read and rate things that you've read and find out what your friends are reading, blah, blah, blah. It's a social network for readers. And Letterboxd is a thing for movies. And the only reason I know about Letterboxd is because of Luigi frickin' Mangione. And everyone was like, he has a Letterboxd account. I'm like, y'all are sick. But thank you for the recommendation. Mess. So I really recommend getting a Letterboxd account as well. And the Stormlight Archives are a sleigh. And I want to know what to read. I'm almost done with Stormlight Archives, book five. Stormlight. So do recommend a new book to me. It doesn't have to be sci-fi or fantasy. I like all things. So just get into the gag and please recommend. Okay. My next topic that I really want to discuss, manners. Can we talk about manners? Do you remember manners? I know. It's been a long time since we experienced manners. I also want to discuss coffee shops. What is happening? Why does everyone work in the coffee shop? What, say I wanted to go get a coffee, sit down and drink my coffee. Perhaps read a book. Remember books? Why do I go into the coffee shop and every chair and table is filled with a person working there with their laptop on a Zoom call with 37 people? Where's your home? Where do you work? Why are you here? I'm super over it. I want to sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee at the coffee shop. But, you know, like Brad in finance is like doing a thing. I'm not having it. I find it rude. And I would like them all to leave. Does no one go to work? And if you're not going to work, why do you have to work in the coffee shop? Splain me, Lucy. Splain me, Lucy. Sound off in the comments. Why does everyone need to bring their laptop everywhere? I also, don't you want to leave your house and just wear your jacket? Don't you want to tuck your Kindle or your book into your overcoat and just leave the house? Do you want to be laden all the time with bags? Riding the subway with bags is a horrible experience. Don't do it. And as a ballet dancer, we always have like 3,000 bags, like yoga mat, roller, 700 pairs of ballet shoes and 35 dance belts. And you're just like bumping around, like bump, bump, bump. It's awful. Leave your bags at home, work at your job or work at your home, and let me sit down at the coffee shop and enjoy a cup of coffee while I read a book. The quality of life can be improved upon. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about on this fine, what day is it? It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. Who's humping out there? I hope all of you. I want to talk about my final topic for this fine Wednesday. I play straight people every single time. I'm really, really tired of playing straight people. I want to do a ballet, a full-length classical story ballet, and play a gay dude. I need to play a gay guy before I retire. Like, how are we going to make this happen? I have never played a gay person on stage. Me. I have never played a gay person on stage. What is happening? Is everyone okay? I'm going to leave you with that thought. I don't know how that's going to possibly change. I don't know who's going to make a dance for me to do that I can be a gay guy. I have been outspoken in the past saying I would like to make classical ballets in which people have gay roles to play or queer roles or whatever. Specifically, I really would love to make it about a gay man's experience because I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm gay. So that's my last gripe of the week. I'm really ready to be a gay guy on stage and have it be like that's what it is. Like, and I don't want to be the like mincing Jafar villain, you know, like I'm just not, I don't want to be the like kidnap the lady, like queer coded Jafar character. Like, I don't know how many more times I can play Jafar on the Met Opera stage. It's really frustrating, but it also is what I signed up for. I chose this. It chose me as well. And I love what I do. But after over 20 years of professional classical ballet, I'm just like ready to see myself in a character somewhere. And that's just how I feel. Take it or leave it. Call me an ungrateful bitch. But that's where I'm at. Okay, let's do watching, listening, and reading. What I'm watching. Oh, goodness gracious, y'all. Are you ready for this? I started The X-Files from the beginning. I'm watching The X-Files, one of my favorite television programs ever made. Mulder and Scully? Scully? Scully is... I don't know. I feel like there are a few queer awakening things in my life. Like, discovering The Wizard of Oz and Judy Garland at, like, 9 years old was one. I was like, that lady. I don't know what she's doing, but she is correct. A Chorus Line, West Side Story, like all those things spoke to me as a little gay kid. But The X-Files in the 90s was very important to me. Like it tickled my sort of government conspiracy brain, the camp of it all. It's so camp and it's so stylized, and the lighting and the costuming and Scully, I cannot tell you, this queen. She really ate. And also, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, it's a show, whatever. It's a show about aliens. I'm watching it now, and I'm like, oh, she acted. She was acting. It is so good. And I also looked up on Reddit. You can, like, watch the whole series, but every season has, like, 26 episodes. Cable TV was insane. They would be like, okay, you have to do 26 episodes that are an hour long every year? That's nuts. So I looked up like what the main story arc episodes are, and it's like usually 10 episodes a season or something follow the main alien conspiracy story arc. So I've just been watching the main episodes plus like some of the most famous ones that are, you know, like outside of the main storyline, and they're so good. I'm on season 3 now. It's on Hulu. Get into it. If you've never seen it, you're welcome. Also look up the, you know, the story episodes, if that's what your vibe is. I've been listening to this new album by a pop artist named Rose Gray. I don't know who this lady is. I don't know where she came from, but my friend sent her album in the group chat and was like, this is good. And I listened to it. And if you like pop music, if you like dance music, if you like dance pop music, oh, good Lord, you're going to enjoy this. It's like, oh, God, it's like Kylie Minogue and Carly Rae Jepsen had a baby, maybe. Baby, maybe. I really recommend it if you like pop music. Let's see, what else am I listening to? I've been listening to Okay, there's this Japanese composer. I am not going to even pretend to know how to say his first name, but I think the last name is Sakamoto. I'm gonna look it up. Don't at me. Ryuichi, maybe? Oh my God, the way I was right. Ryuichi Sakamoto, Slade. He has an album called 1996 that I've had on repeat. It's mostly like piano and strings. It's beautiful. Oh, it's so gorgeous. You put it on and you just like take a nice shower, you light a candle, it's a moment. I really recommend that as well. And I've already told you what I'm reading, but I need to know what I'm going to read next. So I need your help. And also, do let me know if this solo format was too chaotic or if you enjoyed it, because I hope you enjoyed it. I've actually enjoyed talking to no one and being alone. So I hope you like it, and I will maybe do more of these in the future. You let me know. And don't forget to come see me dance in D.C. if you're around. And we have shows coming up in Seoul, Korea as well, South Korea. And yeah, I'm ABT is touring in North Korea. Gag. Okay, sorry, I really got myself with that. All right, I adore you all. Thank you for joining me on the stage, Right Side, and come see me dance, buy my book, and give me all of your attention, love, and money. Bye. Make sure to follow me at James B. Whiteside on Instagram and TikTok. That's James B. Whiteside. And don't forget to click the link in my bio to purchase tickets for upcoming performances or to buy my book, Center Center, a funny, sexy, sad, almost memoir of a boy in ballet. Enjoy!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.